The Book of Job, Chapter 22. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, "Can a noble man be profitable to God? Surely he who is wise is profitable to himself. Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that you are righteous? Or is it gain to him that you make your ways perfect? Is it for your fear of him that he reproves you, that he enters with you into judgment? Isn't your wickedness great? Neither is there any end to your iniquities. For you have taken pledges of your brother for nothing and stripped the naked of their clothing. You haven't given water to the weary to drink, and you have withheld bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he had the earth, and the honorable man, he dwelt in it. You have sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore snares are round about you, and sudden fear troubles you, or darkness, so that you can't see, and abundance of waters cover you. Isn't God in the height of heaven? And look at the height of the stars, how high they are. And you say, what does God know? Can he judge through the thick darkness? Thick clouds are a covering to him so that he does not see, and he walks on the vault of heaven. Will you keep the old way which wicked men have trodden, who were snatched away before their time, whose foundation was poured out as a stream, who said to God, depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for us? Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn, saying, surely those who rose up against us are cut off, and the remnant of them the fire has consumed. Acquaint now yourself with him, and be at peace. By this good will come to you. Receive, I pray you, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up, if you put away unrighteousness far from your tents, and lay your treasure in the dust, and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks. And the Almighty will be your treasure and precious silver to you. For then you will delight yourself in the Almighty and will lift up your face to God. You will make your prayer to him and he will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You will also decree a thing and it will be established to you, and light will shine on your ways. When they are cast down, you will say, there is lifting up, and the humble person he will save. He will deliver even him who is not innocent. Yes, he will be delivered through the cleanness of your hands.